On this episode of the Unravel podcast, we visit with Jordan Stout and Jake Pinneger to discuss Thanksgiving Day traditions, golf, and much more. Now, before we get to that conversation, we have to remind you that the Unravel podcast is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage, proud mortgage partner of Penn State Athletics.
The alarm clock goes off in the morning. Are you going to hit the snooze button, or are you going to get up and attack the deck? Compete in everything you do.
Unrivaled, the official podcast of Penn State football.
Let's dominate now.
Here's your host, Mitch Gerber.
Jordan Stout and Jake Pinneger are guests on a special Thanksgiving Day edition of the Unrivaled podcast, as we hope everyone's having a great holiday and continues to stay safe and healthy. Let's start this edition of the podcast with your fondest memories of Thanksgiving Day as a kid.
It kind of just depended on who's, what person the family's kind of hosting for that year or something like that, but it'd typically be a grandparent's house or something like that. I never really had it at my house. Always would go over to a grandparent's house, mom's or dad's side. Go over there, kind of just hang out with the family, eat a whole bunch of food, a couple plates worth, watch some football, play some games. Take a little nap, maybe.
mandatory
nap after the food, and then kind of get back up and heat another plate up that night.
Jordan, how about you?
We would always go to my grandparents' house, usually on my mom's side because they live closer to us. We sit around the table. We tell each other what we're thankful for. My grandfather usually prays before we eat, and then after that, we eat a lot of food. Usually get seconds and thirds, then take a little nap. Watch some football, then head home.
I can't be the only one that played the turkey bowl in the backyard, front yard, whatever it was.
Football?
A little football. Flag football, touch football. You had to do that, right?
Some sort of football game, some sort of outside like activity.
What else do you play on Thanksgiving besides football?
Man, so many board games, catchphrase, 10,000, some cards. I mean, you're with your grandparents.
Yeah. True.
Sometimes they want to play some older people games like that. But
do you guys play any games, Jordan?
No, we actually didn't. I'm an only child, and my aunt doesn't have a kid, so it's just me. So we just kind of sat there and talked.
Man.
Had some coffee, had some talks.
Jeez.
I had to be an adult for the day.
You had to be an adult for the day, and then we got old person board games.
I mean, we're all there for the food, honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
And the family, of course.
It's true.
But I'm there for the food.
You guys turkey guys or no?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I like turkey, but we actually made ham, too, because I preferred ham.
Me, too.
Really?
Turkey, like that dry turkey stuff.
Well, you can't have dry turkey, though.
No.
You got to put a lot of gravy in mashed potatoes.
You got to put gravy, yeah.
Corn. Mm.
So you go, if it's dry turkey, you just load it with gravy and call it good?
Correct.
And either eat the turkey with something else. Eat it with like mashed potatoes every bite, or you know, green bean casserole or something else. You got to eat it with something else.
I feel like Jake is like a connoisseur when it comes to Thanksgiving. Like, I'm just picturing your plate right now. You probably got, describe it to us. Potatoes, and then what?
Mashed potatoes, gravy, turkey, green bean casserole.
Got a little stuffing?
Some stuffing.
Yeah.
Maybe some like mac and cheese type thing. I don't know, some other traditional Thanksgiving dish.
What about desserts?
And like four rolls.
Yeah.
Gotta have the rolls.
I mean, you gotta have at least 2-3 rolls.
Yeah. Pumpkin pie?
Nah.
I'm not a big pumpkin pie guy.
Neither of you.
No.
Are you?
Yeah, heck yeah. Pumpkin pie with a little whipped cream on there, a little side of ice cream. Gotta be vanilla.
I've never liked pumpkin pie.
Yeah, you're weird. What about you guys, dessert-wise?
Cheesecake. Oddly enough.
Cheesecake on Thanksgiving.
My parents and grandparents loved cheesecake, so they would always get a strawberry cheesecake, and we loved it. Then they'd usually have something chocolate for my grandfather, because that's his favorite.
Huh. I like cheesecake.
Yeah, cheesecake's pretty good. Any occasion.
Regular cheesecake? Strawberry cheesecake?
Strawberry
a little
cheesecake.
Bit of everything. A little raspberry white chocolate action.
That sounds so good.
I like
good
other right pies, now. Though. I like other pies.
Apple?
I like apple pie.
I'm allergic to apples.
So that sucks. So you can't have anything apple related.
Yeah, I'll tell you a little story real quick. Like, I used to love apples, like ate them all the time. That was my grandfather made it for me, or just like cut up the apple slices, cut off the skin when I was like 5 or 6. And then one day I was at school in 8th grade and I ate an apple and I about died.
Throat swell up.
Yeah, a little throat action.
Found out he was allergic.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
And I haven't really had any since.
So did you have to like get rushed to the ER?
No, I was in class taking a test. And it was a test I knew nothing about, so I was already stressed about it. And then I saw my throat was closing up, so I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? So I just stood up. I was like, I have to go to the bathroom. And it's 8th grade, so the teacher was like, you're in the middle of a test. I don't think you should go right now. And I said, no, I have to go. And she let me go.
And then?
That was it. And I went and got some water, and I just relaxed and went away.
And you haven't eaten apples since.
Is this a self-diagnosis? Or did you, like, go somewhere and they were like, yeah, you're probably allergic to apples?
Ah, a little bit of self-diagnosis, I think.
If we, like, down the road put an apple out here and we had all your proper safety protocols because we know how to handle that now in 2020, would you eat it? Like, yeah. If we had an EpiPen ready to go for you?
You like the taste. I just love
the taste. And the weirdest thing is I always used to eat it before or when I was younger, and now as of 8th grade, I'm a little scared to.
Right.
I've had some like Snapple apples.
And those are fine?
That's some Granny Smiths.
It gives me a little scratch in my throat.
Some old Granny Smith apples?
It doesn't kill me, you know? So I love apples, so I have those every now and then.
So no just apple pie for you,
no
period.
No apples.
Pumpkin pie, not doing it for you guys. What about the Thanksgiving Day parade? If you guys could have a float or a balloon rolling down New York City, what would it be?
Mine would have a bunch of fireworks on it and going down the street. Just fireworks going off the whole time.
Mm.
I would be like, wow, that's a cool float.
That's a tough question. Maybe just a giant, someone's head just blown up. Somebody funny. Yeah, maybe a Vlad. Maybe a giant picture of Vlad's head just blown up.
Yeah, I think that's a great call.
With some sort of decoration.
So everybody rolling down New York City would
Everyone would be like, who the heck is this guy? And then you'd have like,
that would be
and then you'd have like some background music of him like saying some stuff. Just playing loud across some speakers or things like that.
So if you had to pick three teammates to hold the balloon, like you see those people all the time with like the giant string trying to hold it. Which three teammates you picking for Vlad's balloon?
Three total?
Yep, three total.
Probably me, him, and Chris.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's just the given?
That's just like the group.
Makes sense.
Just, yeah, hold maybe up Vlad's little bobblehead.
Maybe throw in like a PJ Mustafer so... the balloon doesn't like
yeah, big
away.
Guy
totally go away.
Yeah, it keeps us grounded.
Makes sense,
but probably for sure blown up Vladhead.
I love that. And then you got a firework float rolling down New York City. It's like 20 degrees out. All right, let's do yes or no for foods, even though you guys have somewhat listed this already. And then we're going to transition to golf because these two are avid golfers. Gravy, yes or no?
100%.
Yes.
Dark gravy or light gravy?
I'm more of a light guy.
Light.
I think.
Light gravy.
Interesting.
I mean, what's the difference?
Like, you got the, I guess it's how your grandma makes it at the end of the day.
Great. I feel like gravy's gravy, but, like, most of the time it's, like, lighter brown. Like, a light gravy.
Aren't, like, some of them, like, light colored and some of them darker? Or am I crazy?
No, you're right. You're right.
Some of them are.
I'd eat both, but I think I prefer the light.
Yeah.
Cranberry sauce.
It depends on what it's. What do you usually put it on, or just is it just like?
I feel like you would probably dip that in one of your 16 rolls.
Eh, I might. I don't know if it'd be my go-to, but I'll say yes. I'll say yes.
And you're a hard no.
It's a no for me. No.
Stuffing.
Yes, I like some stuffing.
Big time.
It's a must for me
with gravy, stuffing, and gravy.
Oh, mashed potatoes.
Yep.
Mm.
How many servings of stuffing are you getting?
Just a fat scoop.
Yeah, I think it's really rich. So I get like one, and then I just eat it very slowly.
I could eat a plate of stuffing.
The whole plate?
I'm serious.
Wow.
But here's a better question real quick. Do you guys like to have your food touch? Or,
ooh.
I mean, Thanksgiving's different, though, because like most of the time it's going to all touch. It's on one big plate. Do you care, or do you mix it, or do you just want to eat one thing at a time?
I like them to be divided, but at the same time, if I'm going to want to get a little mashed potatoes and corn in the same bite, I want to be able to scoop them together.
Yep.
Do you, like, at the end, when you got, like, a little bit of gravy over here, a little bit of mashed potato, are you the guy that, like, forks it all together?
I'm the guy that grabs the roll at the end and then wipes it all together and then finishes it off with a roll.
Gosh. Yeah.
Clean the plate.
What about leftovers the following day?
That's the best part.
Honestly, that night.
Yeah.
After the nap? Night.
Yeah.
Yes. That night and then the next day.
But you make like ham rolls or turkey rolls. Those are the best. That's
cut open a roll, part. Put it inside.
Warmed up or no?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cold ham?
We do it cold. It's like and a ham cold sandwich.
I'd probably heat it up.
Green bean casserole.
Yes.
No. I like green beans, but not my casserole.
Have you guys had tater tot hot dish?
I don't think so.
Do you even know what that is?
What is tater tot hot dish? Is it tater tot casserole?
With pretty like much.
Cheese and meat and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like cheese.
Tater tot hot dish.
Yeah, we call it tater tot hot dish in Minnesota.
No, I do like tater tot casserole, though. Tater tot hot dish. I mean,
I'd be okay with that one.
You want one more like Minnesota random thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that game that you played as a kid where you'd like sit in a circle and then you go duck, duck, what comes next?
Goose.
Yeah, goose.
Yeah, see, we said gray duck. Duck, really? Duck, gray duck.
That's just a Minnesota thing?
Yeah. I'll pull it up.
Oh, back in Minnesota.
I've got a map. And
Minnesota,
it's like,
that's where our buddy Christopher wants
Chris
to be when
wants
he's
to
older.
Live in Minnesota.
Really?
He wants to have a cabin and he wants to have like a little lake behind it so when it gets cold, it'll freeze over and him and his kids can
we'll
go
stick
out
and puck.
Skate.
Do you guys play pond hockey?
I've never played hockey.
Never?
It's not where, there's none of it where I'm from.
Have you skated before?
Probably.
Yeah, I've roller skated and ice skated.
I skated once extremely, extremely hard. I couldn't change direction.
It was tough.
I was like walking on the ice.
All right, I'm going to show them this duck, duck, gray duck map quick. Your reaction.
Seems like you guys are the outlier in the entire country in terms of duck, duck, goose.
It makes no sense. Anytime I bring that up to somebody, they think I'm...
I wonder why that is. So you don't know either?
No.
That's interesting.
So when you hear duck, duck, goose, you're like, that sounds weird.
Yeah.
What is that?
The first time I heard it was at the University of Florida, I think, and I was like, what are you talking about? Doesn't even make sense. And I'm like 21 at that point. So a little messed up. All right, cornbread.
Yeah.
100%.
Mashed potatoes, yes, you're both in agreement there. Pumpkin pie, we already covered that. Not happening. Mm-mm. Apple pie, yes and a no. Yes. Life or death at that point.
It's a yes and a yes, but it's just I can't
do it. Ice cream with pie always, too.
Mm.
Yeah, you have to have some ice cream.
What about the nap? Where's your nap position? Floor, couch, bed?
Mm.
Couch.
Honestly?
Couch and bed, it just depends.
It does depend. If you're with your whole family... And someone's on the couch, just toss me a blanket. I mean, I'll take a nap.
What's like on Thanksgiving? I feel like it's always the Cowboys on the TV, right?
Yeah.
So Cowboys. You're like taking a nap and then you wake up in the halfway through the third quarter or something like that.
I feel like it's always the Cowboys, maybe the Vikings.
Packers.
Yeah.
The Lions.
When you guys are in the NFL one day. And you hit the game-winning field goal, and it's on Thanksgiving Day, and they bring that platter of turkey over.
That's what they do?
Yeah, like on TV for the post-game interview, if they come over and they talk to you, they have like the, I don't know what the award's called, but they have like the Turkey Day helmet thing, award.
Really?
On Fox.
That's sick.
What would you do with, would you like destroy the turkey? Would you just like take a little bite and walk away?
I would take a bite and just be like, yeah.
It just depends on what mood I'm in, I guess. After a game-winning field goal, you're probably going to be like, just super relaxed, super hungry. You might just devour it.
I don't know. Not on camera.
Makes sense.
That wouldn't look too good.
All right. Before we wrap up the Thanksgiving conversation, what are you guys thankful for?
I think, first and foremost, I'm thankful for my family, everything they've done for me, how much they've pushed me in the past to get to where I am now. And simple as that, family, friends as well.
Yeah, I'd say family for sure. Family, friends, health, just because of what's going on and things like that, just being able to stay healthy and just being here, you know, all the resources we have, all the coaches, staff, all the things that we have here. So family, friends, health, and just being here at Penn State.
Thanksgiving to the golf course. For those that don't know, these two are both, I'm going to call you avid golfers.
Try to be.
This summer, when all of them were in town doing their thing, we'd see them out on the Penn State golf courses, some of the other staff members and I, and so it's only time that we start talking about a little bit of golf. But who's the better golfer between the two of you?
I think Jake is a little better than me at golf. I just started this summer.
Yeah, and we're, just for the record, we're both not very good at all.
We are for garbage.
Like bad.
Like you just started this year?
Yeah, this summer.
How'd it go?
I started out shooting in the 120s for about a month, and then I got down to the like the 90s on occasion, high 90s.
90s is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not great. I just want to be a I want to be a par golfer.
So do I.
Like you want to be shooting 72s? Guys,
like Chris is good, for example. I know we keep bringing him up, but he usually shoots like 85, 90. Like
Chris is good.
Consistently. And I'm out there watching him. I'm like, what is he doing differently?
He's not a Mitch Gerber.
No.
But he's solid. Not a KP.
Chris Peterson. That's that level. Who's like, what's the strength of your game?
I can't drive. I suck at driving. So sometimes I'll get lucky if I'm relaxed and I just barely swing at the ball and it may be like 150 with my driver, maybe 200 if I'm super lucky. And then if it's not like that, then it's like 30 yards in the other direction where it's not supposed to be. So I'd have to say short game is my strong suit.
I pick golf up during quarantine in the spring.
So you both are new to the game.
Yeah. Kind of. But like I had golf before, but like seriously gone out.
And all summer I just baseball gripped it. I don't know how I did that.
I still
like
do
looking
that.
Back, I don't know how I hit a ball. Like I'd have like a 3 or 4 iron and like be holding onto the middle part. Like it was bad. It was horrible. So I switched up my grip, but I don't know. Like it depends on the day. Sometimes I can't drive. Sometimes I can't hit my irons. Overall though, I'd probably say my strength is like putting just cause like, I mean,
avid putter in the past,
just average. Everything else can be really good or just really, really bad.
Putting's so frustrating. I hate that. That's like that's my weakest part.
That's
my
where you
God.
Leave the strokes on the scorecard.
Yeah, that's true.
Can bomb it off the tee and then get on the green and 3-putt.
That's your strength, driving?
Yeah, and then from there it's terrible.
See, I wish I could drive, man. Maybe it's just too...
Maybe give me some lessons on how to drive.
Yeah. We can play... It's not Lynx golf. It's partner golf. What's that called?
Like scramble?
Best ball. Best ball? Scramble.
Yeah.
We should do that sometime.
That'd be fun.
That'd be cool. What's like the one dream course you guys wish you could play?
Oh, what's the one in North Carolina?
TPC Greensboro?
No. What? You know what I'm talking about? Jake?
It's TPC something. I want to play at the Masters course.
You want to play what?
The Masters.
Augusta.
I take that back. Not the one in North Carolina, like one in Hawaii. Not a specific course name. I just want to go to Hawaii on a mountain and play some golf.
Or Pebble Beach.
Pebble Beach would be sweet.
That would be very cool.
I want to go play one of those courses where you can, like, in the middle of an island, you can take your shoes off, play barefoot.
So sweet.
Ocean's right there.
But that's another thing. Some of those courses, I'd probably shoot 130.
I'd just lose all my balls and have to leave.
It's different than the blue-white course in State College.
Yeah. Just a little bit. What about TPC, what is that one with the island green? Sawgrass.
TPC Sawgrass.
17.
Probably would take me a couple shots to...
That'd be sweet, though.
...to hit it on there. A couple of the specialists, Joe and Chris, they went to Bethpage.
Yeah.
Bethpage Black Horse.
I think
wasn't
they did
too
very,
long ago.
I think they did pretty bad. They went with one of the managers on the team as well, though.
AJ.
AJ shot... Par maybe?
No, I don't think he shot
right,
par. It was
right
close.
Above.
He's
like
good too.
76 or something.
He shot something.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Why does it seem like athletes in general pick up the game of golf?
I think it's because it's easy on your body and it's something you're gonna be able to play for a long time. And let's just say you're in the NFL, you're on a bye week or you're in off season, and it's a good way to bond with other players, I guess. Just getting outside of football.
It's a lot of fun too, though. Like. Is like if you hit like a really good ball, like that's so like
addictive.
Satisfying. Like, but I feel like every like NBA player, NFL player, they all like do golf. Like Steph Curry, all them like really good golfers.
It seems like every time you're on 18, you hit that one shot that just brings you back every single week. I feel like we saw you guys out there at least 2 or 3 times a week in the midst of the summer, right?
We were there a lot.
We're about to pass.
It was probably almost every day.
It was close. There's nothing, I mean,
what's the pass?
We didn't have anything to do.
It's the student pass, and it's like $180. $180. So if you play for like a week, I mean, you already kind of like buy it off. So, and after a week, you're kind of playing for free, unless you want to buy like a pull cart or a like a golf cart or something like that, then you have to pay a little extra. But I mean, it's $180 for like 2 months.
So you guys got your bang for your buck there.
Yeah, we 100%. Did for sure. I refuse to walk though. If I'm playing 18, I'm going to get bored by like 14. And if I'm walking, it's just, I can't do it.
That's what's weird about golf too. Nine holes seems like
it's not enough.
Nine holes right? seems way too not fast. Enough. It's super easy, but 18 is like almost like, too much sometimes. Yeah, it's a whole workout.
It is.
It is.
Especially if you walk.
It's like probably 5-6 miles, right?
Yeah, easy. I would think.
Yeah. Up yeah. hills and stuff, especially where we hit it.
Who do you guys look up to on the like the PGA Tour? Who's your guy?
You know who's really cool? Like really cool. Kevin Kisner.
Kevin, if you would have paid me $300,
I'm not saying like he's like
I would have never guessed that.
I've seen some stuff with him on Barstool, dude. And he's hilarious. Like he'll have all the Barstool guys up, and like they'll just like have like golf, and it'll be like a 6-man scramble versus him, and he'll just talk crap. But really good golfers, I mean, like Tiger Woods, though. I mean,
yeah,
that's the obvious.
I don't want to say that because it's so obvious.
But I feel like every tournament you're like kind of pushing for him.
Yeah, always.
But I want to see Jordan Spieth make a comeback. Ever
that's
since
a weird
he,
story.
Yeah, he kind of fell off the cliff. And
yeah, I know. He was doing so well.
Yeah.
Like, what was it, like 2013, 2014?
I think so. Then he was about to win the Masters again, and he put a couple in the water.
Damn. Yeah, he had like the biggest. Oh, yeah. He like had the biggest fold ever.
Yeah.
He had like a 6-7 shot lead going into like the final day, and then completely fumbled the bag.
Oof.
Yeah, that's got to be a tough mental.
When was that?
2013 or 14, I think.
Okay.
Because he hasn't been the same since.
Yeah. That sucks.
Does. It's a mental game.
Golf is a mental game. Mentally is probably the hardest.
Golf's a lot like kicking, though, seriously.
It is. I was thinking the
How
same
so?
Thing.
I mean, you got to focus on your swing, and your swing is going to tell you where the ball goes.
Yeah, you swing like 70%, and if you try to swing 100%, you're going to shank the ball, just like in golf.
You gotta put the wind into factor. You got to put in some other variables, the weather. It's more mental.
What about the mental side of it?
Golf?
Yeah, it's the same.
I mean, if you go up there, you hit a bad ball, then regardless on the next one, you have to come back and hit a good
That's
ball
true.
Or else you're going to be
Because in golf,
anyway.
If I hit a horrible tee shot on the first tee box, that second tee box, I'm like, dude, it's going to probably be
You just
got to
get that out of your head or else you just do it again.
Exactly. That's how it relates to kicking.
That makes sense. That's going to do it for this edition of the Unrivaled Podcast. Until next time, stay safe and healthy.
Official podcast of Penn State football.